Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I can't wait. 8 weeks till an NFL Sunday? I'm a dork. I love, I've grown to enjoy the NFL offseason as much as the regular season. And I know guys like pro football guru himself, Russell Baxter, who joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. I know how he is about the offseason, too. He loves it. Russell, I mean, are you feeling it 8 weeks away from an NFL Sunday, the routine?
Well, I happen to be in Pennsylvania this weekend for my 40th high school reunion.
Wow!
Yes.
The one-room schoolhouse? They're...
The school marm and
the school marm, yes.
We had dial-up phones just for. No, I'm just kidding.
What high school is that, by the way?
East Stroudsburg.
Now the university's there too, right?
Correct. Right up the street.
Okay.
Right up the road from the church where my late mother worked in the rectory and so on. Very small town. Very Philadelphia, you know, it's less than 2 hours from Philadelphia,
right.
Less than 2 hours from New York. So, you know, growing up here and so on, you encompassed the New York teams and the Philadelphia teams. And, you know, before my days at ESPN, me and my good friend Warren Morgan used to get four televisions and hook up and watch the Steelers and the Eagles and the Jets and the Giants.
And you can watch them all.
Who knew about 15 years later I'd be watching it in 12 televisions instead of four.
Now let me ask you this though. Your senior class.
Yes.
You got to be one of the most famous people out of your senior class, right?
Well, you know, it's funny because we usually, John, have the reunion on Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay.
And obviously when you're a lot older, you have a family with a family. So
it's hard to do that.
Yeah, exactly. So what they did this year is they delayed it and made it a picnic for 7 hours yesterday. It was brilliant. It was a great time, and I haven't attended a lot of these. But one of my friends came up to me and said, "Yeah, we were just talking about this, and we figured out that you're the most famous person in this class."
Well, you gotta be, right?
I don't know what that means, but it was just kind of nice to hear. But I bring that up because this will be my stop. My midway stop from Connecticut on my way to Canton, which is in less than 3 weeks.
It's unbelievable.
And that's when the season really kind of starts to kick off.
Now, I know you watch these things sort of closely. So, and in the course of the summer, you've seen the draft, you've seen free agency, you've seen coaching changes, things like that. Can you give me one or two teams that you really feel from the last time they walked off the field, they're much better today? You feel much better about them than you did the last time they walked off the field.
Well, I'll probably try to do one from each conference, but maybe more than that. The Chicago Bears, I think, is the team that stands out the most to me. They made a huge move by not getting rid of someone, John, and that was Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator. Their defense really finally gelled last year. They actually got rid of a couple of guys veteran-wise, like Pernell McPhee, but they drafted Roquan Smith. They're a real up-and-coming team. And then on the offensive side of the ball, Ryan Pace, I think he had everybody on speed dial. We know how that works with free agency.
Sure.
Allen Robinson, Taylor Gabriel, Benny Fowler, drafted Anthony Miller from Memphis in the second round, solidified the offensive line. And you've heard this and read this from several people, kind of doing the Matt Nagy, Sean McVay comparison, like the Rams last year with Sean McVay just jump started.
Sure.
Wound up leading the league in scoring points. I don't know if I'm going to go that far with the Bears, but I think they're dramatically different. Yet, on the other side, I think it's the Los Angeles Chargers, who did more than what they really did, I thought, John, was dot I's and cross T's.
Okay.
Getting Mike Pouncey, drafting Derwin James. Their biggest downfall last year when it was all said and done was not being able to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, they've lost 8 straight games to. And now I look at that division, which last year was won by a 10-6 team and a Chiefs team that, think about it, they were 5-0, and if you include the playoff disaster, 5-7 in their last 12 games. I will say this about Andy Reid's offensive arsenal. if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, in 2 years, that group could be in the 2020 Olympics.
See, I'll tell you, with some, I love the idea of these teams getting better. Now, there are teams that you probably believe got worse or took a step back during this offseason. Do you have one of those in each of the conferences for us?
Well, I'm still very skittish on the Washington Redskins, and I had liked the direction they were going, and they couldn't wait. I mean, they seemingly could not wait to get Kirk Cousins out the door.
I have no idea why either. No idea why.
I don't know what makes Alex Smith better, but the bottom line is when Alex Smith was in Kansas City, and even the years that he got some stability with Harbaugh in San Francisco, they ran the football and they played solid defense. One of the shortcomings of the Redskins, which Kirk Cousins, by the way, doesn't have to worry about that anymore in Minnesota, is a running game and a defense. And right. I don't know if Washington defense is any better. Now, Darius Geis was a second-round pick, the running back, but I haven't seen a commitment from Jay Gruden in terms of running the football. Look at the rankings. The Washington Redskins running game has gone down every year under Gruden. They were 28th last year. I know they brought in some backs, and maybe they think Geis is the answer. But I think Washington certainly concerns me. I would think in the AFC, there's probably, again, there's more mediocrity, I would say, in the AFC. But Kansas City, and then, you know, I'm going to the team sure. that Alex Smith left, okay? I just mentioned all the guys on offense. I mean, can you imagine what training camp's going to be like when they run the 40s with Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins?
Woo!
Okay? I mean, that's a blur. And you got Kareem Hunt, who led the league in rushing, but he also get downfield as a receiver. Travis Kelce, the downfield receiving option. But I don't know about them on defense. Derek Johnson is gone. Tom Bailey barely played last year, but he's gone.
Yes.
Marcus Peters is gone. This is a startling stat. It didn't necessarily hold up in the playoff game, but they lost the playoff game. The Chiefs have become so dependent on takeaways. They don't really stop anybody, John. Last year, they had 26 takeaways, 24 in their 10 wins, 2 in their 6 losses.
That's terrible. That is. And Andy Reid teams, though, I'm never going to doubt him. I'm never going to doubt Andy that he can work something out, but still, it is a it's a question. Let me ask you, as far as Ben McAdoo was saying, I wonder how the Philadelphia Eagles are going to handle success. Because he says, how much success have they had? Well, obviously, he must have missed last year. But I don't think I look at an NFL franchise and I say, okay, the Eagles as we know them now began under Doug Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And they're different than they were under Andy Reid. They're different than they were under Buddy Ryan. Every NFL head coach sort of resets. I don't care what the franchise did in the past. What did the New England Patriots do before Bill Belichick? So I don't understand his point. But how do you believe the Eagles are set up to handle success?
Well, you know, and let's throw something in part of the equation, which I don't have to remind you of, is the job that Howie Roseman did, undoing the damage that Chip Kelly did, okay? He got rid of the players that, I mean, I'll never understand DeMarco Murray. I'm going to sign him to not play him, okay?
It made no sense.
You had a workhorse. And then he goes to Tennessee, and I know he just retired, but DeMarco Murray goes to Tennessee right out of Philadelphia and has a bang-up, huge year, okay? So Howie Roseman has built that team long-term. The reason the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, at least in my opinion, is they became not only good but deep. They were deep on the offensive line and deep on the defensive line. When Jacksonville couldn't sack Tom Brady late in the game and blew a lead, Philadelphia got its best pass rush on Tom Brady because of the depth of their defensive line in the fourth quarter and made the pivotal play of the game. Listen, I got to give Ben McAdoo credit. He's the only person who's been able to put down Eli Manning in 14 years.
That's the truth.
Okay.
That is the truth.
But I don't understand. And I'm with you. I love my history. Okay. But I'm not going to say the Eagles can't repeat as Super Bowl champions because they haven't won back-to-back titles since 1948 and 49. You know what I mean?
I mean, it makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know how the context of the question came up and so on. Here's what I know about the NFC East in recent times, and it's inexplicable. 5 of the last 6 years, including last year, the team that finished last won it the following season.
Strange. It's very, very strange. I just think there's people that make correlations. A coach can change a franchise. A quarterback can change a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Even a franchise that sucked forever can change because of one great general manager or one great coach. And people seem to think, well, the Browns can never, like, I think 2 years from now, if we're doing this interview, I think the Browns are going to be considered the class of their division. I may end up looking stupid about that.
It's a funny thing for him to say that coming off a season. I just want to throw all this out here.
Sure.
We're coming off a season that in the NFC alone, all four teams that won the division last year, John, had were 8-8 or worse.
Yes.
Okay. There's only been one team in the NFC to go to the playoffs 2 years in a row now, and that's the Falcons. Okay?
Right.
And meanwhile, in the same year, the Eagles won a title for the first time since 1960.
Yep.
We saw Buffalo in the playoffs for the first time since 99. Jacksonville since 2007. Tennessee since 2008. The Rams since 2004. I mean, the topsy-turvy nature of this league. I mean, we have only three teams all in the AFC that have been to the playoffs at least 3 years in a row. New England, Pittsburgh, and
there
Kansas City. It's up and down, up and down. The culture of this league can change dramatically. But I'm with you with the Browns. The whole notion of, well, they've never been able to do this and never been able to do that. Okay? The Browns' biggest problem is not who they've had. It's the fact they haven't kept people around very long.
And now
and
maybe
John
some
Dorsey
stability.
John Dorsey comes in here with a very smart plan. He brought in a quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, who turned over the ball less times in 3 years than Deshaun Kaiser did in 15 games last year.
There you go. That's why you follow Russell Baxter on Twitter. That's why you check out Pro Football Guru. He writes everywhere there is a place to write. I think Women's Daily is the only place that you do not write about the NFL.
I just want to make this clear, John. I did not write on the LeBron James moral.
See, you did not do that. Good. Good.
No, that was not me.
All right. Say hello to everybody in the one horse town. Take care
you
of yourself, buddy. See you, buddy. Russell Baxter joining us on the John Kincaid Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.